Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, it's Imogen Lamport coming to answer your colour and style questions from my lucky dip, and I've been sent lots and lots of questions over the Christmas break, so thank you for those. So lots to go through for the coming weeks. Tara has said, how to look good on video conferences, not corporate but not sloppy. I'm how to look technically competent and feminine but not too overdressed. So this is where we think about, really, we're looking at a kind of what you're seeing of me is about what you'd see in a video conference for most people's computers and laptops and devices. So we're really thinking kind of upper body is important. And this is where we want to think about, you know, it doesn't want to be overdressed. So we're not looking at a corporate suit or anything like that. But this is where things like blouses can be fantastic because they can add some interest. So just a t-shirt, you might wear, you know, a kind of a knit top and a pair of slacks and a jacket at work. But maybe when we can't see the slacks and we can't see the jacket, then you're just wearing a t-shirt and that could look a little bit too dressed down and therefore less serious. So instead, think about your upper body is the most important thing. What you're wearing below the waist really doesn't matter too much, as long as you're not naked and you're happy that if you had to stand up, people could see it. Always remember that. That, I think, is still important because people have been caught standing up, you know, for some reason or other on a video conference and suddenly discovering that they've got something terrible on their bottom half. But thinking about putting something interesting in your top half. And this is where having a blouse, like, so patterns can work really well, as long as they're not the sort, kind of stripes tend to be the least good sort of pattern on video because they can wobble a little bit on video. It's just the way that video works. But other patterns can be good. So if you have, you know, some florals, some other sort of, you know, kind of patterns that you like, I would try as a pattern blouse can be great. It's going to create interest and detail. It also automatically creates some contrast as well. So you can get all that in your portrait area really easily with a pattern if you choose the right one. Or you could do something like I've got today, which is actually a textured blouse. So you've got little kind of fluffy textural spots on it. And that gives it a little bit more interest rather than just being plain white and boring. So think about, you know, either pattern or texture in a blouse. And it could be a dress or something, just nobody's seeing the bottom half. But something that's a bit interesting. And if you are wearing something that's more plain, think about a piece of jewellery to create that kind of colour contrast or value contrast to give the outfit a bit more interest. So I think if we're thinking about, like, what else is professional, is good grooming. So just looking put together, doing your hair, a little bit of makeup really never goes astray when you have to have that camera on. And this is where I find that lipstick, you have to often wear a brighter lipstick or a darker lipstick than what you'd see in person, as it does tend to fade away a bit on camera. So I find I have to, like, kind of brighten up my lipstick a lot of the time. And even then, like, this looks, the lipstick I'm wearing now, which looks very natural on camera, almost as if I'm not wearing any lipstick, it looks much more made up in person than it does on camera. So it can be worthwhile checking this, just even taking like a photo or two can give you an idea. But for some reason or other, video cameras tend to not pick up quite as much nuance in colour that the human eye does. So if you want to have a bit more impact, thinking about maybe slightly darker lipstick than you might normally wear, a slightly brighter lipstick, making sure the grooming is good, but put that interest and detail in your top. So I would be recommending interesting blouses is a great way to look, you know, professional, and even especially if it's got a collar always looks professional. It's more dressy than a knit top, but it's not so formal that you feel like you're overdressed for being at home and working from home. So they would be some things I would be thinking about if you are wondering what to wear on video conference. The thing is, when you are working from home, nobody's expecting you to dress up in a suit in the same way. But a blouse is, it's the, in that great in between, not overdressed, not underdressed. And that would be where I would be going. And next question comes from Maria, who says, I'm an O shape and find jeans just never stay up. or if I belt them really tight, they hurt and I find it's impossible. Any tips? So this is where, and this is going to be sounding a little bit strange, but one of my tips for O shapes is to go shopping for your jeans in the maternity department. Because a pregnant body is an O-shaped body. And so one of the problems you'll often find is when you've got a tummy, but you don't necessarily put the weight on through your hips and thighs, to get enough space in the jeans for your tummies, the thighs get really large. And what we end up then is with kind of baggy thighs, but then the tummy just doesn't fit really well. Maternity jeans are often designed to go up and over your, you know, the tummy. And so therefore, they don't fall down, but they're also not tight over your tummy. Because one of the things I remember when I was pregnant, and it's a few years ago now, but I remember I really hated any pressure on my tummy. That was very, very uncomfortable. But maternity clothes, because they're designed to, you know, to not put that pressure on your tummy, were really good. Now, there are some jeans, the maternity jeans, that are designed to go under your tummy and others to go over the top. So I would recommend going and trying some different options out. But I would say, and I found this, and I've done this with many clients, we're O-shaped and we've gone to the maternity shop or maternity department, and they found some jeans and they never would have thought of it. And they find them so much more comfortable because they fit through the bottom and the legs, and they also fit over the tummy or under the tummy. And if you're going to wear the ones that go under the tummy, then of course you need longer tops, more tunic length tops. But if they fit over the tummy, then usually then you can wear whatever length top. But if you've got a bit of a tummy, generally a little bit of a longer one, it's a little bit more loose and flowing, can work really well. So there you go. I know it's something you probably haven't thought of, but it actually works really well, and may help you actually find some jeans that you love and that you end up wearing all the time. Last question today comes from Jan. Can you tell me how to style a poncho / blanket cape / runner to flatter various body types? So here we're talking about kind of like a woolen poncho. Now a ruana is a kind of a poncho, but with a split up the front, often called the kind of blanket coat, blanket cape coat sort of thing. And they do have quite a lot of fabric in them. So if you are petite, be very wary. Don't get one that is too big. I would be going more for a poncho style or something that has not got too much fabric. Because when you are petite, the thing that will kill you more than anything else is too much fabric. It really can swamp you very easily. So if you are petite, go for something shorter and go for something with a bit less fabric in it. If you're kind of regular size, then for everybody else, you know, they are a very comfortable, very warm sort of piece of clothing that then I would just look at things like the scale of the pattern on them. Sometimes they'll have big, large size checks and things like that on them. I think it's almost because they almost like it. So you've got the picnic blanket and you've popped it on. So let's, you know, have a tartan check while we're at it. So just be wary of the size of that check if it's very large, because a large scale pattern can also overwhelm you if you are not very tall. So think about, you know, is the pattern overwhelming you if it happens to have a pattern? If it's not got a pattern, it's just something that's plain, go for a color that flatters your coloring. And I think, you know, this is where go for something that's in a similar value to your hair, and something in a color that works for you. And this is where a lot of them come in many neutral colors. So even finding something that relates to your coloring and your palette, a signature color, is a really good option if you have that. If you don't have a signature colors, you don't even know what I'm talking about. Of course, I do color analysis. And also you can find that as part of my 7 Steps to Style program as well. But think about the volume of the cape and how long it is. So if you are a bit shorter or shorter legged, go for a slightly shorter cape. If you've got longer body proportions, you can go for a longer version. It's really all about that kind of overall scale and relating that back to you. But remember, if it's too long, it will lengthen you. And the other thing is, you don't ever want it ending at a wide point. So if you've got, you know, a cape that ends right at the widest point of your thighs and you are an A or a pear shape, you may not, you want something a little bit longer because then it goes past that. We don't want a horizontal line of any sort ending on that wide point. But really, as far as body shapes go, You know, they are kind of a big over, you know, overcoat sort of thing. They're not, you know, they're not going to highlight a small waist or anything like that. I also think because they are, when we look at the principle of volume, they are a voluminous garment. Therefore, wear them with something more fitted underneath. So rather than wearing your big palazzo pants underneath, they're much better with a skinny jean or a slim pant or a slim, you know, like slimmer, more fitted, more tailored, like more, you know, more as in tailored to your body, clothes, not as in tailored as in, you know, formal jackets. And they're also quite a casual garment. So they work better with jeans and leggings rather than, you know, pencil skirts and something more formal. So they would be some tips I would give you if there's something that you want to add to your wardrobe. So thank you for your questions. Of course, if you do want to understand more about your body shape and how to flatter that, I do have my free body shape quiz where you can find out your shape and get your body shape Bible to download and follow. I also have my 7 Steps to Style program. So if you want my professional opinion, I give that to you and I'll tell you what your body shape is in that program as well. So if they are something you need, really, this just getting this style education is so important. It really makes a big difference to the choices you make and the number of mistakes you make in the stores. The more you educate yourself, the better choices you'll make and the more you'll feel happy in your style. But of course, style is an evolution. It's a journey. It's not something that is static. So we don't remain static. We do keep changing. And that's always something to remember too, as you are going from year to year, that something you may have loved in the past may not be the thing for you today, and that's okay, because you are a person who changes just as your style does as well. Thanks for watching and bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and colour tips, and don't forget to visit InsideOutStyleBlog.com, where you'll discover Imogen's encyclopedia of colour and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.